Southern New England has seen record rainfall through the first 3 weeks of July, while other areas are still dealing with drought. Climatologist Leslie Ann DePini-Zuro says the vast difference in precipitation in New England could be an impact of climate change.
Thinking about the variations that we're seeing, the variability in storm tracks, the availability in who got rainfall when, and whether it's ongoing, is part of the way that we understand how climate is changing.
Bradley International Airport in Connecticut has reported more than 9.7 inches of rain this month. That's the third most on record for July, with about a week remaining. New York is also on track to have the wettest July in its recorded history. Heavy rains push records at least 3.5 inches above average. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Coming up, Connecticut's big investment in infrastructure. New Haven will advance Tweed Airport's expansion. And can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut Bond Commission approved $1.1 billion in state borrowing today. WSHU's Ebba Ngudama reports that the money is to be spent on transportation infrastructure, school construction, and other related projects.
Governor Ned Lamont says the large amount of borrowing is a departure from his initial debt diet policy, but he says it's needed to jumpstart the economy, and it's well timed to take advantage of the state's improved credit rating.
We do have unemployment, a lot of folks looking for work, and this is a time to get people back to work. Get people back to work on good-paying jobs, a lot of them good-paying construction jobs.
About $500 million is to be spent on transportation infrastructure projects, while $300 million would go to school construction. Over $54 million would go to municipal projects, including $7 million for the repaving of one of two runways at the City of Bridgeport Sikorsky Memorial Airport in Stratford. Ebba Ngudama, WSHU News.
New Haven city planners have advanced the proposed 43-year lease deal to expand Tweed New Haven Airport, but they want the city's Board of Alders to work out a few hurdles left in the deal. WSHU's Roberto Rojas reports.
The City Plan Commission is concerned about how New Haven will manage the expansion's finances. They also want the expansion's private investor, Avports, to take away the responsibility of costs from the city and taxpayers. Under the new deal, Avports would contribute over $70 million to build a longer runway, another terminal, and a new parking garage. Avports has been the airport's terminal operator for the last 22 years. The Tweed New Haven Airport Authority would remain in place for oversight. Planners also want to make sure the airport's expansion doesn't pose significant environmental risks to surrounding neighborhoods. Roberto Rojas, WSHU News.
Coming up, how Sesame Street is tackling today's most difficult issues in a kid-friendly way. But first, headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Governor Lamont is possibly looking at new travel restrictions coming into Connecticut now that 80% of new COVID-19 infections in the state are from the Delta variant. He says he'll discuss options with the governors of New York and Massachusetts. Lamont says he's worried about the rising number of cases from people coming to and from those states with low vaccination rates. The original travel advisory for the state was implemented in June last year and was lifted in March. Five of the highest paid LIRR employees were indicted in February for a scheme to collect hundreds of thousands of dollars in phony overtime charges. Three of them now plan to enter guilty pleas. Prosecutors say the railroad workers allegedly submitted phony timesheets that claimed hundreds of hours of overtime and conspired to cover it up. The MTA began cracking down on overtime abuse in 2019 after a watchdog group uncovered $400 million in overtime payments the year before. The City of New Haven's Republican Party has fielded a candidate for mayor for the first time in 14 years, John Carlson. He says he's concerned about city finances, a rise in violent crime during the pandemic, and police funding. Carlson is a longtime public school teacher in Bridgeport. Democrats have run the city for almost 60 years. Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird, and the rest of the Sesame Street Muppets have been teaching kids their ABCs and how to share their toys since 1969. But they also tackle difficult issues like addiction, LGBTQ issues, and the pandemic in a kid-friendly way. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports their newest project targets military families and how to talk about racism.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes, please.
Well, one day I was in the supermarket with my mommy.
That's Rosita, the feisty teal-colored Muppet with a shock of yellow hair. I met her at Sesame Workshop in New York City, a modern office space with giant chalk drawings of Cookie Monster on the walls. Rosita tells me about the time she went to the supermarket with her mom, and a customer told her to speak English, not Spanish. It made the five-year-old furry monster feel sad and scared.
What I told my mommy was that I thought that speaking Spanish was the superpower. And then she said, well, yes, of course it's a superpower. And then I told her, well, you know, I don't want that to happen to other people when they go to the supermarket.
So they got the manager to hang a sign that said, all languages welcome.
And I put my head up high like this. I stretched my neck and I felt so proud of myself.
This lesson, how to stand up for yourself and for others, is one theme in a new Sesame Workshop initiative. It's a collection of racial justice resources developed for military families. The videos, games, and activities explain racism to children and help them develop a sense of self-worth.
We do the videos for the kids, but we also do the videos for the parents to be able to communicate with the kids.
Carmen Osbar is Rosita's puppeteer. She's been working on Sesame Street's military family series for 15 years. They don't shy away from sensitive topics.
The parents were being deployed over and over and over. So we did one for deployment, dealing with changes, not just physically, but the invisible injuries. And they decide that Rosita and her family were going to go through that with the military families.
But while the show's cast has always been diverse, Sesame Workshop's Rocio Galarza says they're only now starting to tackle the subject of race head on.
We weren't explicit about race or racism, and we are being explicit now. And that's something new, not only for the general public, but also for military families.
So Galarza gathered up Wes and Elijah, two black Muppets who joined the cast earlier this year, and Rosita and Elmo, who come from military families. Together, they created a music video called Great Things, about how to handle the emotions that can occur after experiencing bias.
Stand up tall and say, I'm super proud.
Elmo may be young, but he can do great things.
We do great things.
Galarza says the project came about because military parents said they need help.
Military families have been living in a diverse community. They have been trying to address some of these issues before. This is not new for a lot of them. So what they wanted was support.
But how do you explain something as complex as discrimination to a four-year-old?
When it comes to young kids, it actually starts simply with the idea of who I am. And then once I understand myself, once I understand that I can be strong in my skin, once I understand that there's a lot of good in me inside and out, then we start understanding the differences in others.
That's why Rosita has such strong feelings about her identity.
Well, I'm very proud that my daddy's a veteran, proud that we're from Mexico and that we speak two languages. We're a very loving, caring, and a nice monster family.
Galarza says the feedback from military families so far has been positive, and she hopes the project will make tough conversations about race a little easier.
We can do great things.
Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
This story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and families. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great weekend.